Well, this episode is the beginning of Evelyn versus Jackie, and we're going to talk about it coming up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Don't touch my hair.
Oh, gosh.
Legit favorite song ever to open to.
Right? For it.
Holy mackerel.
Thank you for introducing that song to us. I've never even heard that song before, but it's awesome.
It's my life.
Thank you guys for joining us. I'm Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV. And we have a new person on the panel, but first I'll let Laura introduce herself, and then we'll get to our new panelist.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
Hey guys, I'm Sanders Kennedy, and you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
Yay! I'm so excited.
Thank you so much, guys.
So excited to have you.
Yeah. And I'm so excited.
Another Basketball Wives super fan.
Super fan.
Watching since day one.
My life since day one, it made me ratchet, and I live for it. Little Tammy lives inside of me, and she's not going anywhere.
Oh, I love it. I love a little Tammy.
Right?
Yeah. I love it.
We have a little Tammy in us.
Somewhere.
Right.
I think I have like a wannabe little Tammy inside
of me. It's okay. Still a Tammy.
Oh, no, we have it.
Even if it's a wannabe, it's still a little bit of Tammy.
I'll take it.
And that's cool. Speaking of this, Basketball Wives, super fans and everything, let's get into the number one super fan, who is Sania, in my opinion. Because I feel like she went off to get a little attention, you know, went all crazy with her dramatics and her issue with Kristen, just so that we can talk about her, so she can have a plot and be involved
in
talk
more. She wants to have a moment.
Yeah.
She wants to come back next season. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's doing a good job, though.
She
has a confessional, you know what I mean?
They keep bringing her back.
Yeah, they're bringing her back. So they kind of open up with Evelyn wanting to go to lunch with her and Kristen to kind of talk about Jackie.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
And how are we feeling about Sania?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know we have Ronnie last week who is like a Sania super fan. I'm still not sold. I'm still not sold on the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's going time will tell.
And why I'm not sold, because she was, I mean, if you are friends with Jackie, that's good. And you should take up for your friend if you feel like people are talking about them. But I felt like that situation, it was like, we're talking about the brunch and what happened. We're really talking about what happened. We're not necessarily talking about Jackie.
Exactly.
And like Evelyn said, like, I was there. She said that. It wasn't like a he say, she say thing. And Bonnie was the only one, you know, that witnessed it. I was there too. You know, so Jackie said that. So they were just talking about, you know, everything that went down. And I don't think that's talking about Jackie. So for Sania to feel that way, to me, it's like she's still a messy person.
Yeah, and loves the drama.
And Sania, when she walked in with that camouflage and duct taped fur, I wasn't having it from day one. But she's having her moments, which I love as a viewer, but it comes off more like she's Jackie's lapdog and more of her own personality, because she can't hold her own by herself and have her own drama. She has to have it because of Jackie.
Yeah.
Right, and refresh my memory, because I know Jackie said in this episode, she's like, Sania's my sis. Like, she's my girl. Were they that close in Palm Springs? Did I miss that whole thing?
Like, it's like they know each other, but when they became sis, I don't know. Because even when the very first time Sania was introduced at, like, they were at a restaurant or something having dinner. And so Jackie knew her, but she didn't claim her as her sis then.
If she was her sis, she'd be like, oh, hey, sis. You would have been the first one to say hi, get up, give a hug. Like, oh, this is my girl. Da, 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 da.
It was a more so like, oh, hey, girl. Yeah. Like that. Still in her seat. She's a hi and a nod. Like, so I don't know. I think it goes back to when people talk about, like, Jackie's trying to build this crew. So let me bring you in. Let me act like I'm super close to you now, because I need you on my side.
Which I think is ultimately Jackie's Achilles heel, is trying too hard to have a tribe that's super close to her.
Mm-hmm. But as we know, whenever she builds a tribe, it malfunctions.
Well, yeah. she got a little kink in her blueprint. Ooh, she needs to like refigure her.
She needs to figure
her
all the way
plans
out.
There.
Definitely. Jackie.
I don't know. I just missed that whole thing. I was like, wait a second. They're that close, and did I just miss that?
I was thinking the same thing, but then I'm like, it's Jackie though, so she's probably just now starting to cling on more. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
they know her,
but she's just gonna hold on to whoever she can.
Could be.
But I'm happy that they all came together and they talked. And I'm glad that they just, they're on an even even playing field. But mm-hmm. I knew Sania was going to go tell Jackie.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. As soon as she said, like, well, I don't like all this talking behind Jackie's back. And then I was like, what are you talking about? You guys are just talking about what happened
exactly.
that day. So to me, that's not a lot of, like, yippity-yap behind Jackie's back.
My whole thing about this episode highlighted it more than others in the past. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it just was the first time that I was like, this is what's going on. Nobody's allowed to have an opinion. Do you know what I mean? Like, things are allowed to happen, mm-hmm. and nobody's allowed to talk about it. And if you talk about it, say, like, if something happened mm-hmm. and you and I have a conversation about it, then all of a sudden it becomes, well, you're talking about me behind my back. And I'm like, no, I was
trying to talk about drama.
Right.
It's like, no, we're trying to handle it and talk it out. Instead, we're talking to you, hoping that you can solve the problem.
Right.
We're giving
mm-hmm.
you a heads up.
Right.
Don't you ever realize whenever we try to give someone a heads up, it always backfires?
It always backfires.
Yes.
Always backfires.
100%. By the way, guys, just so you know, we are in the live chat tonight, and we got a couple of people watching, but we do have Skye Patterson, who has hopped on. Hi, Skye. Skye feels like Jackie is crazy and that she has not been taking her medication at all.
No, she has not.
So somebody needs to fix that stat.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He also has an interesting theory about Shawnee. He says that Shawnee is bringing back Jennifer and Tammy and Evelyn back onto the show just to get back at Malaysia and Brandy for bringing Duffy onto the show. How do we feel about that theory, Mr. Superfan?
I think that is kind of true, because if Jennifer and Tammy can bump it up, by Malaysia, by Brandy. Mm-hmm. Like, Brandy's mm-hmm. on her last leg.
Oh, yeah, she is.
And she decided to hop over and start drama, which was not a good thing. Why are you fighting with your boss?
Right? I think everyone thinks, like, this is the answer and to keep you on. But you don't fight, like you said, you don't fight with your boss. Like, maybe try to come on and, you know, ease your way back in. Sit down, have lunch like you guys always do.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's always a lunch.
Yeah.
Each episode. So, yeah, talk it out. And you wilding out all crazy and going on to the other girls. Like, does anyone have a problem? Oh, so you can't talk to me. It's like, okay, Brandy, really?
Yeah, Brandy just, the only thing that makes Brandy relevant right now is Malaysia.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's literally the only thing that's making
Malaysia's
Brandy.
And Malaysia's barely becoming relevant anymore either.
Well, we got a lot of pushback last week in the chat about mm-hmm. this, about Malaysia, Brandy Ooh. Versus Shawnee, Evelyn, Tammy, and BJ.
Yeah.
You're either one or the other. Mm-hmm. You're either team Brandy team Malaysia or your team, you know, OGs.
Yeah.
Call them Golden Girls.
Okay.
So we got a lot of pushback last week because I think a lot of people think that the Golden Girls are being a little bit high school-y, whereas I feel like Brandy and Malaysia are the ones that are being super high school-y.
Yeah.
We never got your opinion on it. What do you think, Sanders?
Well, I think it's very inappropriate. First, you are invited, and you invite somebody else mm-hmm. who just so happens to be in Palm Springs. That was a setup. You know what you were doing. Mm-hmm. When someone tells you, let's not bring this person because I don't want to start drama and I don't want them around me, and you bring them, you know what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
You stir in the pot, and there better be some good food in there if you're going to be stirring. But it didn't turn out good. And now Malaysia wants to be mad because Tammy gave her the heads up and said, don't bring her around me. Mm-hmm. Then you want to go to the party, the drinks, and be like, well, how about you say I'm mad? She told you why she was mad. Mm-hmm. Why are you acting all new? Like, you don't know anything.
And that was the thing, too. And I am a little disappointed in Malaysia for acting this way, because I thought she was a little bit better than that. She had a little bit of a higher standard.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Because Malaysia in the past season, she was like, wanted to be the upfront one. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Would always tell you like it is. So, Tammy told you like it was, like you just said. So, why are you coming back at her and you're trying to start drama? You're trying to hang on too, because you see that these other ones are coming back. The OGs, where Basketball Wives originated.
Yeah.
At the original cast, they're coming back. Mm-hmm. So which means they all feel it that they're probably may be pushed out.
It's a risk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. For sure. I will say, not in Malaysia's defense, but just to sort of play devil's advocate for mm-hmm. a minute, I think coming onto the show and sort of being, your insecurities are being poked mm-hmm. a lot. I think that's what's happening.
Yeah.
I think she's definitely feeling a little bit attacked.
Oh, mm-hmm. yes.
And so I can't say that I would be much bigger of a person if I felt like everybody that I was supposed to be, you know, girls mm-hmm. with or friends with was attacking me and not giving me a chance to be heard. That being said, I don't think that she is communicating her point in the best way.
Mm-hmm.
She gets so mad and so defensive so quick that I feel like that is is her biggest weakness right now.
If she 100%.
Could, again, if she could take things with like a little bit of humility, take a step back and be like, you know what, I see your point or whatever. I think all of the women would benefit to do something like that every once in a while.
They need
they all could.
Take a step back.
They all need a kumbaya moment for just one second.
Well, you know, every time they come together, boom.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Sky also just said, everyone can have an opinion, but everyone should be stating facts first, which I totally agree.
Bring those receipts.
That's right.
Yeah. Because, like, this episode was basically every little group kind of coming together and talking about the brunch from last week. It was like, that was a subject on in everyone's group. Because then Tammy met up with Hazel. Who, by the way, we thought she was from Empire.
Right.
But I think someone said that in the chat. Yeah, from Real Housewives of Atlanta. So it's like, that's where I know her.
She was on the Diva glamping trip.
Yeah.
Right?
She was.
I like Hazel.
Yeah, I like her too.
I like her a lot. She's growing on
me. She has potential.
Yeah, she does. And you know what I like about her too? Because she's close with Tammy. She was there at the brunch. She saw all of that going down. She stayed quiet. Because like, now is not the time to pop off. And I like someone who knows when and when not to pop off.
Because you can tell she's got that little spitfire in her.
Yeah, you can see. And that's the thing. She's quiet. She hasn't said that much, but I think she has more of a presence than BJ. And BJ's been talking for the past few episodes, which BJ needs to start bringing her personality out and not being afraid of these cameras, because you'll get let go real quick if you don't show that you are worth watching. And Hazel just has to sit back, and her aura just brings out the energy without her having to really do anything, which is a great thing.
Yeah, she is.
I really think BJ just wanted to be on it for her Beatles.
For her Beagles.
No, you know, to kind of spread the word, because we did talk to her, but it's kind of like it's not really her personality so much, and I think she's just like she wanted to use it for a platform, and she is, and you know, they do talk about it, they
which
hit
is
on
very
those
smart.
Things, and I think if they don't bring her back, I feel like she would be okay with that. Like when we talk to her, it's like, because she's always like, she has a real job, you know what
she's
I mean?
She's like, so, I have my own money,
I'll try it. If it doesn't work, I'm fine if they don't call me back.
Yeah, you know, the thing that I will say that I think BJ brings to the table is I think she brings a grounded perspective. I don't think that she's the one that's gonna like be in the middle of, now she's found herself in the middle of some, you know, shit stirring or whatever. But I don't think that she's going to be the one to, like, pop off and create drama. I think she is, she brings a more grounded perspective, which I can appreciate.
And I like that, too. I love BJ, but you can still be grounded and still bring the energy. It doesn't have to be negative energy. It can be energy that keeps you there. But as of right now, well, as of this episode, she started talking back. So I'm like, keep doing that in a polite way.
We've got Emmett Witherspoon, who's also in the chat room. Hi, Emmett. Emmett says that he loves BJ, but also she needs to stand up for herself,
which I totally agree. And the thing is, like, and even like in one of her little things of the confessional or whatever, she says something, you know, about Jackie and kind of checking her, even though it wasn't maybe to Jackie's face, but I could just feel the energy in that moment. I don't want to say feel her anger, but just feel like, okay, you're trying it. Like, I am a cool, calm, collected person, but don't get it twisted. You know what I mean? And I feel like BJ is one of those people you would really, really have to push to her very last point. You know what I mean? And then she would come out. But before that, she doesn't really want to. You know what I mean? Yep. She can kind of, she's, would, it's good for her. She can turn the other cheek. She can walk away.
Would you say that she's the Susie of the group, or is she like?
No, I wouldn't. Because to me, Susie was a little punk. So I don't think I would say she's the Susie. You know, maybe she was kind of like the Jennifer, because Jennifer didn't speak up too much.
Yeah, there we go.
But then she kind of did have her moment where she, you know, off,
well,
so
BJ needs to be BJ because Jennifer's coming back.
Well, right, true. But in comparison, like, no, I wouldn't. I don't think she's as soft as Susie. Susie was lost, poor little thing.
Somebody actually just said, "Just bring Royce back." Char Williams just said, "Quote, really? Just bring Royce back."
Now listen, like we said last week, I'm here for Gloria. Can we bring Gloria back? Like she would stir up some stuff.
Well, and to that point, I know we talked a little bit about last week too, but we've had a couple of people say that sometimes the storylines get a little bit lost when there's so many women. Sky just mentioned, he was like, I hate that there's 16 women that are on right now because it makes the storyline super confusing. I wish they had like 8 clear storylines. But I think they have to keep bringing these people on, because they'll bring some on, like in Kristen's case. Kristen was brought on as Asia's sister. Yeah, and then all of a sudden, Kristen has the more interesting story than Asia. So now
it kind of just happens. They have to see how it's going to work out and unfold.
But I do agree with you, Sky. I wish it does get a little confusing. Yeah. And all of a sudden, like, a new girl pops up, and I'm like, who are you?
Yeah, right? I had to rewind it a few times and watch it. I'm like, wait, who are you? Okay, I got you.
Who am I, why am I supposed to care about you? Wait, tell me. Hold on 1 second. And it takes me a few episodes. And
who
then
are
get
you again?
Up.
What do you do? Who do you date? What? I kind of agree with that, too.
Yeah, for
sure. So, like, but speaking of storylines, we did venture off a little bit and got into Tammy and Reggie's personal life.
Ooh. Yes.
And with their daughter, Lyric.
She looks good.
She's pretty.
Gorgeous.
She's beautiful. Yeah.
Just like her mom.
I don't know how I feel about her attitude.
Oh.
So, I don't think she had much of an attitude, but so, you know, during the scene where all three of them were in the kitchen, Reggie, Tammy, and Lyric, they're sitting down talking, and they're like, you know, we just still are dealing with the drama of a baby. Should we have one? Should we not? How should we go about having a baby? Things like that. And so then Lyric's like, oh, well, maybe you can babysit a baby. And then Reggie's like, I ain't doing that.
I ain't doing that.
And then Lyric gets so upset, right? Like, Lyric gets just so upset, like, oh, you shoot down my idea. And I think she was sensitive. Reggie calls her sensitive. Tammy's like, oh, that's not nice to say, but I believe she was being a little too sensitive.
Oh, yeah, very
and as
sensitive.
A guy, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. A woman may want that. She may want, not even if it's just to practice, but, okay, there is a little baby here, and I'm kind of wanting a baby, so it's good to, you know, have that comfort of that a baby can give you, things like that. But Reggie's like, I just want what I want, and I want mine. And I don't think he was wrong for his reaction.
Yeah.
No.
I think she looks very intelligent. I think that when you have conversations with new people, you have to understand they're not going to give you the answer the way you want the answer. And you got to take their answer and process it and analyze it and say, this is who they are. This is how they answer back.
Right.
It's nothing mean, because my mom wouldn't be with him if he was going to talk to me that way.
Right.
You got to think it through.
Yeah.
Yeah. And have you ever had somebody, though, in your own life where you don't really, really like them, or you don't really but you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know if you really vibe with them yet. And so you're kind of walking on eggshells, filling it out, and you're like, you can make a suggestion about, like, what restaurant to eat at. If they're like, no, I don't want to go there, like, their food's terrible, then you're like, why you gotta always shoot down my ideas? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's always, because that seed's already planted.
But there's an underlying problem that came out, and she said, I don't feel like you got a chance to get to know me or took the time. So that was the root of the problem, not how his answer
was, but
the truth came out of, you're not taking time to get to know me. You want to be with my mom, you got to get to know me too. But it's a two-way street. It's kind of like, you never call me. It's like, well, you got a phone too. You can call too. You can say, you know what, this is how I feel. And before it goes further, I want to hang out with you since I know you're not making the first move.
Yeah, and I think it goes both ways, because she is a little bit older. She's not, you know, a child. She's Tammy's child, but she's not a child anymore. So I think it becomes a little bit different when you bring another person into, you know, your family element.
Yeah.
But you're not a baby. So I don't think Reggie has to come all the way to you. I think you guys can meet it halfway. Yeah. Because if she was younger, then it's like, maybe that is Reggie's responsibility.
Yes.
He's new to their family and things like that. But if you're older and you're a girl, he doesn't know how she's going to react either. You know, that personality, you know what I mean? A young female, you know, we're kind of crazy. Especially during that age, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. So testing himself, all the limits.
Right, of them. So he might be trying to approach it walking on eggshells as well. So I just think that, like you said, it goes both ways, especially since you're an adult now dealing with your mother, you know, and her boyfriend. It goes both ways.
Well, and thank God that they took the moment to sit down and figure that out.
Yeah.
That's the win in the whole thing,
right?
You know, that they took the time to figure that out.
And they can
out,
look back at this and be like, you know what? This got us closer. Because I believe that there's always a positive inside of a negative. You can have a biggest fight, but there's always that little positive thing you can pull from it and get closer to.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they did, especially in the next scene, or a few scenes after, when they went to the escape room.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that was a great idea to really bond. It could have went left, because they couldn't have turned on that listening skill.
Yeah.
But they listened to each other, and that would really help their relationship.
Yeah, because I think that's like, it seems like everyone goes to an escape room to figure out
the problem.
Shove you in a tiny
room that you cannot get out of. As you're fighting, and that's a great idea.
But I think it's going to go one way or the other. You'll realize, you know what, no, actually can't mess with you, because like you said, maybe you're butting heads. No, this should be done that way, and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And so you realize, okay, we just don't mesh well.
Yeah.
Or, like, oh, okay, this was good. We came together. Like you say, we were able to listen. So that was a good idea to help bring them together.
And
at least it did work.
God, it worked.
For the benefit.
Yes.
That was nice. Let's see. What else do we have? What else happened? Like I said, everyone just kind of was talking about Jackie and the whole, like, Bonnie Jill thing. I think, like, that little piece just with Tammy's family was, like, the only little thing that was different from the Jackie beef.
Yeah. And everything else was kind of centered around there. Shawnee with her mom.
Oh, yeah. Shawnee with her mom. Which I personally felt was, like, a little bit of a filler. They could have used that.
Probably.
Yeah. I guess they used it to, like, tame it down since there was so much drama and talk about something serious.
Yeah.
And, of course, anybody's health is serious, and it brings awareness to, like, going to the doctor, and I've really related to Shawnee's mom not wanting to go to the doctor, because that's how my family grew up. It's like, we don't want to know anything, we don't need to know anything, we'll know when we get rushed to the ER. Like, that's how I am.
It's bad. That's me right now. I literally was just on the doctor's today, like, on the website, like, okay, I need to find a doctor. Like, I need a checkup. Yeah. But that's my mentality. I don't want them to tell me anything bad. Like, I feel like I'm getting older. I might have high blood pressure or something. But if I don't have it, if I don't know about it, it doesn't exist, right?
Exactly.
That's horrible, because then one day I'll just end up passing out somewhere.
Yeah. Like, but I think
not good. But yeah, I don't know if, like, that's how we were raised, you were scared of. I don't know, but that was put in us, you know, like, the black culture, like, you don't go to the doctor, you fix it, take some tests, and call it.
Yeah, I'm always telling my father, go to the doctor. He's like, I was in Vietnam, I don't know. I'm like, go to the doctor.
I see, and I actually kind of have similar but different experience. My dad is a doctor. He's an orthopedic surgeon, and so he always, like, growing up, we would always just be like, Dad, I think, you know, I've hurt my neck, or I think, you know, my toe hurts or whatever. And he's like, oh, you're fine. Walk it off. Like, literally everything. My brother was, like, in the ocean one time, like, trying to surfboard or whatever. And he jumps on the surfboard or the skimmer board in the surf, and it stops, but he keeps going, and he, like, literally breaks his leg.
Ooh.
Falls into the ocean, and my dad's like, you're fine, get up, walk it off, you're fine, walk it off, you're fine.
You ain't using my surgical band.
I know, so we kind of grew up with a walk it off mentality.
You're fine.
So
yeah, that was a good little break there.
Yes.
Paying attention, go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And if you're like me, or the rest of us, you know, walking it off, or just afraid to not find out if you anything is wrong with you, go to the doctor.
Yes.
That was for somebody. You know, PC, someone was right.
PSA, go to the doctor.
Go to the doctor.
Yeah, it's like an appointment right when I leave. But then we had Brandy, Malaysia, and Jackie fencing. Why are we putting a weapon in Jackie's hand?
Right?
What? Who said that was smart?
Who put a sharp object in Jackie's hand?
She is going to show up to the next party, like,
look what I learned.
That
was a bad idea.
Oh,
But Jackie and her pervertedness. As soon as she put the fencing mask on.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like, oh, I like this.
She looked like a beekeeper in that mask. I was like, don't bring that one in the bedroom. I might leave that one behind, Jackie.
Yeah.
But yeah, but all three of them, they're starting to feel ganged up on, you know, and now, like, I think we said this earlier, Jackie was, you know, when the season started, kind of a part of the crew with Shawnee and them, but when Evelyn, you know, hopped back into the picture, then it was kind of like Jackie was being pushed out, you know, because Jackie and Malaysia do have a good relationship, and they do, you know, talk and they hang out. I think their relationship is real, but the three of them, also, like, with Brandy, they don't really all hang like that, like, all three, you know?
No.
So now it's like they are a lie,
because once again, of the situation. We got to put Jackie in a group, or she's going to be bye.
Yeah. You also have to take into consideration that how long has Jackie known Malaysia? I mean, it's got to be a hot minute, right?
Yeah.
Like, a couple years in comparison to how long she's known Evelyn and Shawnee. And, like, she's got history with those ladies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the roots go deeper with her. So, you know, I can see why it's the contention is a little bit deeper with those ladies versus Malaysia. And I kind of almost feel bad for Jackie, but she's, like, got to go to these, like, new group of friends.
I don't feel bad for Jackie.
Well, you know what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, I totally understand
what
you're saying.
Like, she is kind of being outed, like, by her other group, and so now she's gonna go find friends elsewhere, and you know, and just it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Well, she needs to find friends elsewhere because she can't keep the friends that she has.
Yeah.
Right.
That's so crazy. The thing.
Which is what they said. If you keep having a problem in every circle that you go to, the problem's probably you.
Right.
The common denominator.
And just like Evelyn said, right. And like Evelyn said, you know, people warned her. And she kind of kept a clear mind. Like, okay, well, I will see for myself, you know. Because some people will take that and run with it. Well, my friends don't like you. I don't like you. Mm-hmm. But Evelyn, you know, on her new high horse that she's on, she's like, you know, I'm going to do better. Give Jackie a chance, but now she sees, like, she's crazy, you know? And, like...
And there's only so many chances you can give somebody.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Three strikes, you're out.
But wasn't Evelyn watching the show? Probably not, because we've seen this crazy since forever.
But maybe, yeah, we have. Or maybe she could have thought, you know, she's been on the show, so maybe it's the pressure. You know, maybe it was the whole show. Maybe things drove her to
maybe
the editing,
Evelyn
blah,
thought.
Blah, blah.
Maybe Evelyn thought, like, oh, no, she saw me run across that table, so she knows not to mess with me. But I got Jackie
she
didn't.
She knows better. Oh,
right?
No. Jackie was like, well, I would have met you halfway.
With a whip and chain.
With a whip and chain.
That's Jackie.
Oh, Lord.
But, yeah, but I don't know. I kind of want to move past the... Brandy and Malaysia. I like for Malaysia to stay on the show. I would like that. I want to move past like the Brandy thing because I think it's so irrelevant. You know, you're just trying to hold on and let's move past this. You know what I mean? And like, because I think if we move past the situation with Brandy, Malaysia can find her way back to the group of the other ladies. You know what I mean? And I don't think, like they all said, they don't really have a problem with her. It's they don't like Brandy. And I understand that becomes hard when you're friends, best friends with someone and another group doesn't like them, then it's like, well, what do? I don't want to leave my friend out. I totally understand that.
Right.
You know, but sometimes you may have to choose.
But that's what you got to do because I know, like, sometimes you got to have your own group with certain friends. And you have your own little group. Like, you can break them off. It doesn't mean that you don't care about them. It's like, you know it's not going to work. So instead of having a drama, let's go make other friends over here, Brandy, because they don't like you.
Right, yeah.
Let's start a whole new thing. Mm-hmm. And since they've been hanging out off camera... Which a lot of them don't hang out when the camera's off.
Yeah, no,
these are real friends. Mm-hmm. So it's like you already have that friendship off camera. Right. So you don't have to be on camera unless you need a check.
Right.
But it's really not that serious. Brandy can go. Malaysia can do her thing. Like, let Malaysia go to work. And Brandy stay home and find a hobby.
Mm-hmm. And you guys can talk about how Malaysia's day at work was
exactly.
when she gets home.
Exactly. You don't have to follow, like the ball and chain.
Mm-hmm. Because I just felt like that conversation was, like, redundant. Like, Jackie's issue, that's beefing up. We're going to go somewhere with that. But then they go back to talking about Malaysia and all, I mean, Brandy and all that. It's like, it's redundant. It's over.
Yeah. I'm over that whole drama. And also, Sky just made a good point, too. Remember, Malaysia's moving to Atlanta. So she's kind of removing herself from the situation altogether.
Yeah.
You know, she started out the season saying that she was splitting her time, I think, between L.A. and Atlanta and kind of making the transition to Atlanta. So, you know, maybe all of this drama is just a way to push her more in that direction.
Yeah, possibly.
You know, which might be for her best, you know, might be in her best interest.
Yeah.
So.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Good point. Good point.
Go to the ATL, girl. Get your life there. I love it. I'll take it.
Right? Let's see. Let's talk. I can't wait until next week. Like,
oh,
I
Lord.
Am just like.
Ooh.
So but,
Ahead. So they're all at whose house? Shawnee's house? There was some all the
girls were, right before they before the event. Yes, they were
before
at Shawnee's
the event,
house.
Mm-hmm. And then Evelyn said, "You know what? I don't really want to invite Jackie." Mm-hmm. And then Tammy came in and she was like, "You know what? If you don't invite Jackie, she's going to show up in everybody's bush."
Everybody, yeah.
Exactly.
So let's invite her because you might not get as crazy, but as you've seen, she was invited and still showed the crazy.
Yes.
I don't know what's scarier, an actual tiger or a Jackie in my bushes. Like, I don't know what I would be more afraid of.
I'd rather the tiger.
I legitimately might be more afraid of the Jackie. I'd be like, I got the tiger. Jackie, no.
Yeah.
Because like Evelyn said, she showed up to the event in sneakers. And I saw that. I was, like, writing my notes. And then they went and they panned to Evelyn. And she was talking. I was like, I'm glad Evelyn peeped that.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know, that's that Bronx girl.
Like,
but what wasn't peeped was the memo because BJ showed up in white and everyone showed up in black.
Oh.
She didn't get the memo. She was the only one in white. Everyone else wore black,
what, at the house or at the event?
At the event.
At the event.
Really?
Yeah.
She was the only one in white.
That's a good... I didn't see that. I mean, I didn't pick up on that point.
I didn't pick up on that either.
I actually kind of thought that Jackie's sneakers were kind of cute, though.
They were cute, yeah. But you know, Jackie would have come in heels and everything like that. So that was a sign.
They would have had a secret compartment under that sole.
It looked like Jackie was like running errands at CVS. Right. You know what I mean? Like she had her like leggings on and like her sneakers. And then we got like twirl fabulous Sunia coming in with her like Gone with the Wind dress.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm
a 2017 dynasty moment.
Which is funny. And the legs.
No, yeah. She can't
shut your event down.
Yeah, she's a stylist. So
I love it. I'm just saying, one of these things is not like the other.
Yes.
Exactly. So that's how you know Jackie came for the mess. But going to Sunia, how do you feel like if that's someone else's event, Evelyn's event, time to shine, should she have toned down her outfit?
100%.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, exactly. Like, it's not your event.
Right.
It's not your place to shine. It's like showing up in a wedding dress to a wedding.
To someone else's wedding.
But maybe that's her personality, that she always needs the attention. Because you remember when she first showed up with the makeover, it's like, so you look like you don't have that much money, so we don't have much of a budget. It's like, you know, it seems like she's that personality that's just like, give me the attention. Mm-hmm. I don't care what it is. I'm going to up... I'm gonna up everyone around me.
I still don't think that makes it okay, though.
No, it doesn't.
Mm-mm. I still don't think it makes it okay.
I mean, the dress was beautiful.
Oh, of course.
And she looked banging in night. It. Like, yeah, she looked super hot. Oh, but, again.
If she was going to, like, the BET Awards or to the Grammys or something, then it would be...
Best dressed.
On a red carpet. On a red carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. But to a party that no one was really at.
Yeah. Exactly.
Don't you shake that party now.
No. People were there, but they weren't on camera. They were like B-roll.
They were B-roll for the background.
No shade, Evelyn. I love you, girl. You look sexy. But it was B-roll.
They were B-roll. But that just shows, like, Jackie came for the mess. Yeah. To the event,
oh, she came.
You know, and then she's starting in the... So Kristen is like, oh, you know, I lost weight. Or someone noticed it. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, you look smaller. You're losing weight. Things like that. Here comes Jackie. I lost weight, too.
Yep. Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Again, you lost your mind. That's what you lost. You ain't losing. You lost your mind.
She lost all her marbles. But that's the thing, too. I mean, why do you have to insert yourself into... it's Jackie just trying to make herself relevant in any and every conversation to make herself feel important. Mm-hmm. And I just can't get behind that, you know? Like, know your role. Know your place.
Yeah.
She had it all planned out. She knew she was going to go there and confront them at a party, which she could have just said, you know what? Let me have fun at this party. Let me not say anything and get these girls one-on-one sitting down having drinks. Why didn't it be done right then and there? Mm-hmm. It didn't need to be done there. It was to celebrate Evelyn and her daughter's photo release party on a magazine.
Yeah. But this is Jackie's MO. She likes to come to a party and start drama.
Yeah, right.
She instigator. Because she really does.
I think since she was invited, she eased into her drama. Because I feel like if she wasn't invited, kind of like Tammy said, she probably would have did a whole like storm and may have come with more people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So at least she kind of eased into her drama. But the thing is, like, you knew what you were going there for. Because like when Shawnee invited her, because Evelyn's like, I'm not going to personally invite her.
Right.
So Shawnee gets on the phone, and immediately Jackie's like, well, I need to talk to Evelyn, and Evelyn needs to invite me in person. You know what I mean? And so she kind of, you know what it is already. You know.
That kind of feel
woman,
bad.
You have common
sense. I should have thought it through. Why am I questioning Jackie thinking something through? When does she ever think it through?
Zenis,
wake
through.
Up! You should expect this from Jackie Christie, right? The woman who gets married every year.
Right? When she said that, I knew. I'm like, oh, well, here we go. Because, like I said, she wanted Evelyn to call her so she knows that there's a mess there. Then it's like, oh, okay, fine, Shawnee. I'll accept what you're saying. I'll show up. But I know what I'm coming for.
Oh, yes.
I know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
Have you guys ever been in a situation where it's been uncomfortable to invite somebody to an event that you're having, and how do you deal with it? Mm. I mean,
I don't invite them.
No, but then, okay, so then if you don't invite them and they still come, what happens?
They still
do. Like, or
I haven't
or
had
you...
that. I've had to where I couldn't invite the person. So it wasn't for me, but there was like a beef between two of my friends. Mm-hmm. But then it kind of had, I had to go with who I had the loyalty to the longest. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I felt like the drama was nonsense and it was ridiculous. So I feel like I want everyone there. And you guys should respect me and not fight at my party.
Yeah. Right. But you know.
Okay. That always ends well.
Right. Well, so then it kind of had to be like, break it to them, like, well, I just don't want anything going on in my party. I don't want any drama. So you just kind of have to break it to the other person.
Yeah.
Right.
It was awkward, you know what I mean? But no, I haven't dealt with it, like, telling someone they can't come and then they show up anyway. I haven't dealt with that, though.
Yeah, I haven't dealt with that either. But if that was the case, I would have just went into my own little bubble. Mm-hmm. And I would just said, Sanders, you are going to leave this party happy. You're going to grab one person and have a moment with them. Because if anything goes left with someone else, that's none of your business. Because you're having fun. You're having your moment. Mm-hmm. Don't let other people steal your moment. That's how I was raised. You got to have... You just gotta separate yourself sometimes, and then after the party, the next day or the next week, you make that phone call. You're like, you are never coming to a party again, because first I didn't invite you for this reason. Now you want to show up. Now it shows that you are not a real friend because you weren't listening to me.
Yeah.
So you don't respect this friendship. Too. And I can't be friends with someone who doesn't respect me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's just how it is, man.
Yeah.
I like it. We do have Dee, who is in the chat room, said that Evelyn has been coming for Jackie all season. So how do we feel about that? Do we think
I don't think all season.
Since the drama with Takari at the beginning of the season?
Well, didn't someone else point that out to bring it up? And even then, I think Evelyn was trying to be cool about it. Like, I didn't know. The girl put it up there in the public. So I just wanted to help her. Like Evelyn said, she did it privately. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, was the daughter's page was private. And I think the text got out, but that was from a blogger, maybe someone that, you know, requested to be the friend and was approved. Mm-hmm. Then they were able to see that because the girl's page is private. So Evelyn did. I don't think she's been coming coming for Jackie since the beginning.
Right.
I think it kind of started once that issue was brought up.
Yes.
And then it started to, like, just unravel and go all kind of ways where, like, Tammy said, you did this about it. Mm-hmm. And then Bonnie jumped in and, you know what I mean?
I think Jackie was the ball in the middle when Evelyn and Tammy weren't getting along. She was bounced back and forth.
Yeah,
and then
right.
Evelyn and Tammy became besties again. And then Jackie was left on her own. So she got really pressed like a panini and had her moment. Now she's attacking everybody.
She got pressed like a panini. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
Little Tammy.
No, that's
little
exactly. Tammy. Actually, so you just said what Dee said. She said Tammy and Evelyn flipped the script on Jackie and she's been triggered ever since.
Yeah.
That's a great point. And I think that's when it started. So I don't think it's from the very beginning. Early on, yes. But not like the very beginning. And I think that's when it kind of went left.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Totally.
But she ran with that storyline of, you gave my daughter money. Well, say thank you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if anything, it's the other way around. Jackie coming at her
first. It's like, I'm being nice to help your daughter out because I already have my daughter and I already have kids that I'm raising.
Right.
It's like, I'm helping your daughter out because I want to be respectful to her. And I didn't go, she didn't get on Snapchat saying, I gave Jackie's daughter money. She wasn't even like
that.
She did it privately, low key. And was like, yeah, take this money and I'll give it to myself. Just keep it. And then Jackie, why are you mad?
Right.
It's just probably jealousy because I think when it comes to moms and parents, when you feel like someone's upping your game as a mom or someone as a mom, then you get defensive.
Yes.
So I can see it as that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's where all that came from. Yeah.
Totally. And in this situation, I just think that Evelyn is not coming for Jackie. I think she's defending BJ.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. Right now, she's definitely defending BJ. She has to be one of those. Yeah, because not that BJ's not going to stand up for herself, but it's not... She can't really go against Jackie. I think she has it in her to stand up for herself and tell Jackie, hey, calm down. Don't talk to me like that.
Yeah.
A lot of things like that.
Right.
But when Jackie goes into her just rage and just sees black or red or whatever she says, she can't. I don't even have the words to get that
Jackie,
out. She wouldn't be able to hold, to, yeah.
How could Jackie sit or stand there and say, I didn't go after BJ? I turned around in my chair, literally. And I'm like, were you there?
Didn't try to attack her. I didn't go after.
Yes, you did. We saw it.
Can someone play her the tape right now?
Receipts. That better be pulled up at the reunion.
It has to be. Like, okay, Jackie, so then what do you call this?
Yeah.
Like,
I was trying to hug her. I tried to talk to her.
I was just quickly walking up to her.
It's so funny because the more Jackie talks, the more she believes her own lies.
Oh, she believes it.
Which is the craziest. Yeah. It's so funny. It's almost like you see her, like the dialogue that she goes, you see her mind working and her just like, figuring out this masterpiece in her mind of like what makes sense, and it gets to this crazy spot where you're just like, what are you even talking about?
Right.
That is like, but you're just because you're the loudest doesn't make it true.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Because she's just going off, and then it's like, check. So it's like, oh, you don't lie on me. She lied on me, blah, 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 blah. And then we get to the event. It's like, well, no, that wasn't the issue. She brought Doug into it.
What
kept saying, don't lie on me, you lied on me, don't lie on me, don't lie on me. And now it's Doug?
Like, yeah.
Jackie.
I don't remember Doug being brought into this situation.
Me either.
She takes offense because they went on the double date.
But, okay, you went on a double date. That doesn't mean you're besties. You went on a double date, and, like, a lot of times when you have two best friends that go on a double date, sometimes the guys don't like each other anyway. Like, right, it doesn't really work out.
They have nothing in common. So
it's like, it's not like she owes you anything. She was keeping it real. She said, this is what you said, just to let your sister know, this is what you said.
About her.
And if it wasn't true, then you could have said, you know what, that's not true. Can you please stop saying that?
Right.
But we know Jackie doesn't do stuff like that. But Jackie did apologize. She apologized. She was like, I don't remember saying that. But if I did say that, she did the OJ apology. If I did do it.
That's the thing. That drives me crazy when she's just like, I don't recall saying that. Right. But if I did, I'm going to go ahead and apologize in advance. Like, just own your shit.
Yeah.
Like, just own it. That's all I ask of anybody on this show and in life.
Doesn't she know that there's a camera? Even if the camera's not rolling, there's a microphone.
I don't think she cares. She doesn't. Jackie will watch that film, see everything going on it, and still deny it. Yep. She'll be like, no, see, right there, that's, I was blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh, they edited that. They messed up.
Yeah. Like, that wasn't me. She's really off. She's truly off. Yeah. And like we said, I don't think it's for cameras, because, like, we were talking earlier, like, in the league, Jackie has been known to be crazy even before Basketball Wives started rolling.
Oh, yes.
She's been crazy.
There's one step missing off her ladder, and she keeps falling off of it.
That's right. She may need medication for real. We're joking,
drink your juice, Shelby.
I want to...
Drink your juice.
Oh, why do you take a sip?
Sorry.
There's something nice in here besides water.
I know. We forgot our wine this week, guys. But I forgot. I messed up.
Next week, I'll bring the good stuff. We'll bring the Prosecco.
Love it.
Yeah, but that's, I had that written right here about Jackie's denial, and I almost skipped over that. But, yeah, she's just totally crazy. And then back to Evelyn, like, she has to step up for Bonnie, because, like I said, she wouldn't be able to handle Jackie at that crazy. So Jackie needs someone who can be as crazy or crazier than she gets, which is Evelyn. And sometimes I feel like if you have a friend and you know that they're not, and a bully is coming for them or someone's coming for them, and you know they're not really strong enough to stand up, or they're just not that type, sometimes you do have to step in. Some people are like, oh, that's not my battle. I don't know.
No, you still
Sometimes you gotta.
Yeah, it's like seeing a fight on the street. Sometimes you gotta get in someone's business and stop the fight and not just pull out your camera and start recording. You gotta take
exactly
ownership of a situation that someone's not owning.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think that Bonnie Jill can't stand up to Jackie. I think Bonnie Jill has got a stronger spine than people give her credit for. I think just because we don't see a lot of her on the show, we assume that she's not able to stand up to Jackie, or that she maybe can't fight her own battles. I think what's happening in this situation is that she's just got a team of ladies rallying behind her that may be a little squeakier wheel than she is. She's the thing about, again, about Bonnie Jill or about BJ is that she is more she doesn't bring that,
she thinks it through.
She doesn't
go from 0 to 100.
And she doesn't have those emotional reactions.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, she seems to be very thoughtful and purposeful in her thoughts and her words.
I think she would tell Jackie off, but I think once it gets to, because I don't see Bonnie as being a fighter. See her as being a, she will protect herself. I get that, but I don't think she's a fighter, and that's where this
is. But you know what? Bonnie might show up with a thing of dogs. Like, you want to mess with me? I got my dogs.
Well, and you also have to think, too.
Don't mess with a girl who likes dogs. Yes, because they'll have the pit bulls and all the dogs coming at you. Lassie, get them.
Lassie, stop it. But you also have to remember, too, Bonnie Jill's not going to do anything to jeopardize her career.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, she's not going to put anything on camera that can be replayed and replayed and replayed for the rest of her career and lose her an opportunity. I think she's smart. I think she's super smart, and she's letting, you know, she like speaks up and gives her opinion whenever it's necessary, but she's not going to like cause all this crazy drama because she's smarter than that.
Yeah,
because
she's like, this is my side piece job. I have a real job that pays the rent.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think I actually respect that.
Yeah, you gotta respect that.
I think that's super respectful.
Yeah, and you don't want to lose it all over a reality show that.
So you push up your other friend.
Exactly.
Who can? You know, you got this, girl, right?
Yes.
Who may may get an extra check for the fight. See, you, yes. your career could go down the drain. Hers may, you know, rise up. So, and you, Evelyn handled that.
Yeah, and then Evelyn really handled that. I was like, I'm a non-MMFN factor.
I know.
And
they just went back and forth.
Oh, right? I want one of those shirts so bad.
Can we go back to the Miami days and get one of those shirts? Somebody send us to
Acrobat
TV.
Are you still selling those shirts?
Did you serve a paper, Sammy? Could you sell one more shirt?
Just one more.
Just three. Yeah, just three.
Just three more.
2X right here.
Y'all made up, Tammy. Let us have a shirt.
No, so we have Jackie running off. Running off, screaming into an elevator. And then the girls just laugh it off and they walk out. And then boom.
Mm-hmm.
We get the preview.
We get the previews for next week.
I can't wait. I've been waiting for this for weeks.
Before we go to that, I have to give a standing ovation to Evelyn's daughter for handling her business like a real woman. Because if anyone would have came at my mother that way.
I was thinking the same thing.
We can't ignore that. Yeah. Props to Evelyn's daughter for handling it. Yeah. And for Jackie to come at someone's mother like that with the daughter's...
With her daughter. And that's what Evelyn said. So disrespectful. She could call me a bitch and my daughter is here.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Very disrespectful.
Because it wasn't Evelyn's party, just her party. It was
her and Shanice.
Yeah,
I thought about that because that couldn't have been me. Not with my mom arguing with someone. They didn't get too crazy, so I wouldn't have been popping off, but I would have done that nice little get close to my mom.
Yeah, you're like...
So what's happening? What are we talking about? Oh, okay.
100%.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it appears, we don't know for sure with editing and everything, but it appears that Shanice kind of stayed in her lane, in her little area. She was aware, it seems like, but it was like, okay, nothing's too crazy yet, so I'm cool. I'll chill over here. So, yes, I commend her for that.
Yeah. Because
it couldn't have been
me. Unnoticed.
Totally.
But then we got the preview now.
Yeah.
And then Jackie says something that cannot be forgiven.
That's right. Again, be careful what you say.
Be careful what you say. What did she call her?
She said she's a Build-A-Bear whore. Evelyn's daughter's a Build-A-Bear whore. But wasn't your daughter going to see a football player that ended up hooking up with the football player's best friend? No. Let's talk about that.
Jackie's forgetful. We know that.
She's very forgetful.
She's so quick to
She has
point
amnesia.
Out. Yes. She does. And all of her other and special her vocab words.
Traffic memory. What did she say?
She said photo jacket memory.
Not photographic.
No, she said photo jacket memory or something.
Something like, we're going to create a Jackie dictionary.
I know. It's going to be called the Ponderosa. I can't wait. Jackie is so quick to point out other people's faults and not quick enough to own up to her own.
And when people call hers out, it's like, you're attacking me. I'm getting jumped. I'm getting bullied. It's like, no, showing you reality.
Yeah, like Evelyn said, no one calls her out on her stuff. And it's about time someone does that.
And some people can't handle, though, a mirror being held up to their face. Kind of like what Malaysia said.
Oh, yeah, she did say that.
Mirror gets held up to your face and you don't like what you see. It's up to you to change it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You know? So...
Or some people be in denial and just don't even look in the mirror. Yeah.
Yes.
Stop trying to face themselves.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And just start looking at everybody else. So it's going to be pretty interesting coming up.
Oh, yes. Because Evelyn takes that dive.
She was trying. I see now, she was... I feel for her now. Because at first I was like, I know that crazy is going to come back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Once a crazy, always a crazy. You can... calm it down. Yeah. Keep it tamed. But yes. Once and crazy, Evelyn, always crazy. Evelyn, but she really was trying not to.
Evelyn had that Yolanda Van Zandt moment. Mm-hmm. But Yolanda Van Zandt needs to give Evelyn a hall pass for this butt whooping.
Yes. I feel like, you know what, Evelyn? This one doesn't even count.
Because we're going to have a Tammy moment where we flip down real quick. You saw her.
She's like, go take it. What did Evelyn some? Whatever she said.
She said, ooh.
But yeah. All right. I can't wait till next week.
Oh, it's going to be so good. It's
Anyone
so
else
good.
In the chat?
Oh, yeah. We had a bunch of people in the chat. We had Dee. You had a couple of fans in here, Mr. Man. Guys. Let's see. I think we had Navy. Paige
Brought
and Nicole.
Fans over here hang with us.
Hey, Nicole.
You know, Pretty Paige and Nicole.
Hey, Betty Paige.
Well, everyone. Yes. Thank you for joining us in the chat. Hopefully, you guys will join us next week as well. Because, I know it's going to go down and have a lot to talk about. Next week,
Evelyn's coming back.
Yes,
I love it. I can't wait.
Don't so excited
to come back.
Oh yes.
Okay, so we will see you guys next week again. I'm Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
That's right. And I'm Laura L. Thomas. I'm at Laura L. Thomas TV on Instagram and Twitter.
And I'm Sanders Kennedy. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube at Just Sans World.
And we will see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Bye guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.